October 19 at Randwick. All right, mate, as you say in the classics.
And as we say every week, Ben, good luck to all the punters.
Good on you, Brett. Brett Devine, Media Manager for the Australian Turf Club.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing are set to bring you all the winter racing action. Crucial interviews with trainers and jockeys, tab markets, and an array of form analysts that are the best in the business. It's your reliable winter destination every morning. Racing HQ.
Brought to you by TAB.
Just gone 7 o'clock on a Saturday where we're getting out to Randwick for the Australian Turf Club. July 6 it is. We've got a heavy 9. We're in the middle of winter. And yesterday, and particularly Thursday night, dumped on there with about 23 or 24 mil. It's a heavy 9, penetrometer 6.14, but a nice day coming up. 20 degree top. There's going to be some early morning cloud, which is certainly there over the top of Randwick, but it'll be a nice day in 20. Newcastle, they had 7 mil of rain yesterday. The track is a soft 5 for a big pink ladies race day. Doomben, they're going to get showers through the day. They're starting on a soft 6. And Flemington, a soft 5, but fine weather down there and a top of 18 degrees. We'll give you all of the scratchings in just a tick. But let me just sit here. Let me just think now. Duff's away. Ray Thomas is in. What colour tie? Don't put him up on screen. Please don't put him up on screen. Ray Thomas this morning. Now, he wore a purple one last week. Let me think. Ray Thomas this morning, I reckon, is wearing a political blue tie. Hey, come in, Ray.
Gee. Good morning, Andrews. You're a soothsayer as well. How'd you guess that?
There you go. ScoMo's blue tie. It started in political talk, yeah, but you've whacked it on this morning. And
didn't you get the memo about wearing ties on air, Andrew? Or?
No, I went to the very top and said Saturday mornings it's very casual with no ties, and I got the approval back. So I'm very comfortable without one. We're looking forward to this big local day, Randwick community.
It is, yeah, and you had Brett Devine and I talking about the kids, etc., the family day. It should be a terrific afternoon. And, of course, for a low-key winter meeting, Andrew, there's no stakes races today. Isn't it chock full of interest? Of course, Hugh Bowman's returned, one of the world's very best jockeys. We haven't seen him ride for just over 2 months, and he's back today. And one of his rides, of course, is Sir Elton, the unbeaten three-year-old who's got a huge boom on him. Will he handle the heavy track? We're down to a heavy 9. Bit of fog around this morning, but no rain today. So, look, as I said, it's for a low-key winter meeting, there's a lot of interest this afternoon, Andrew.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Adam Duggan, the trainer of Sir Elton, in the interview hour. Now, let's bring our listeners and viewers up to date because, of course, we're on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central for this hour. So these are the current 21 scratchings for Randwick on that heavy 9. At the moment, race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 1, I Am Capitan, had a foot abscess this time yesterday, so they couldn't burst it, so they simply scratched it. Race 2, number 1. Race 3 has come out now, number 2, Rare Episode. Race 3, number 2, just scratched. In race 4, number 1, Master Shahood. 6, Into Rio. 9, Salus. And 10, Spectra. So 1, 6, 9, and 10 out of the 4th. Race 5 at the moment is clear. Race 6, number 9, Valentino Rossa. 10, Nahul's come out this morning. 12, Pirate Ben. 14, Island Missile. And 16, Monsieur Susu scratched out of that to run in an earlier race. In race 7, number 2, Tony Nicone's just come out, number 2, joining 10, Sedition, and 12, Gimme Shelter. At the moment, 2, 10, and 12. Race 8, 1, Slowburn, 3, Thy Kingdom Come, 4, Simply Optimistic, 13, Metamorphic, and 14, Chalk. 1, 3, 4, 13, and 14. And we've got two additionals in the last this morning, Ray. 1, Shazzy Lee, and 4, Shakura has come out. 1 and 4. It'd be fair to say they were sort of outsiders in that last race, so the market shouldn't change too much.
Yeah, a couple of important scratchings earlier, Andrew. Mr. Shahood out of the 4th, 2 run in race 6. Very interesting runner. And I guess with the scratchings out of race 4, it does present a pretty soft lead to the favourite, Monsieur Sisu, now. And in the 3rd, Rare Episode comes out, takes out a bit of the speed. But overall, not too bad, given we're on a heavy 9 this afternoon.
All right. We're going to just update again because acquittal of one of Danny Williams has just been scratched out of the Tab Highway. Race 2, number 3, acquittal. But he's still got a couple more in that race.
Yeah, he's got Toots and also Peas in My Heart down on the weight. So he's still got two runners, both. I think Toots is a real each-way chance in that race too. Andrew, third up, heavy track, and wasn't beaten all that far last start back to the 1,000 metres. But we'll talk to Danny shortly. He'll be out riding track work, as he knows. We've got to give him a bit of text to give him 10 minutes notice. So he should be right to come right shortly.
Righto. Let's get going with our interviews. And Annabelle Neeshan looks after the Warwick farm base of Kiramar and David Eustace. Morning, Annabelle.
Morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. And just before Ray goes through your runners today, some good news. You're based at Warwick Farm and they're going to put a poly track in there from early November. So you'll get the up-to-date training facilities there.
Yeah, it's great news. I think all the trainers there at Warwick Farm will be happy. So look forward to that getting underway.
Yeah, good morning, Annabelle. I think the last time I was talking to you was Sunday morning and you're on the way to ski the slopes of Perisher. How did that go Sunday afternoon?
It went okay. It took a bit of a tumble towards the end of the day, but we survived.
So, terrific.
Back to work.
Yeah, understand. Well, look, the stable is going really well in Sydney and you've got two very good chances this afternoon, both the favourites, and you start off the day in race 5 with Fanciful Toff, who, to be fair, Annabelle, was quite dominant last start, winning at Randwick on a heavy 8. So today, heavy 9, same distance, track conditions very similar, looks hard to beat again.
Yeah, I think so. He was drawn inside last time and had a very cushy run. It'll be a little bit harder today from the wide gate, but as you said, gets through the wet, so Trip we know no problem, and I think he only carries half a kilo more with Jenny 2 kilos off.
What will be the instructions from that gate, Annabelle?
Obviously there's a little bit of time to go until scratchings, etc., but I think from there we'll be positive-ish out, and we'll probably be in the first 5 or 6.
Fair enough, yeah. Dr. Drill's a very interesting runner. He's your other stable runner this afternoon. He's also a favourite for his race in race 6, and we saw him last start at Flemington, and he dominated that race from in front. And look, there's a couple who may take him on this afternoon for the lead. Does he necessarily have to lead, Annabelle?
No, he doesn't have to lead at all. I think probably White Boots will go forward from that wide gate. But we'll be on speed or just off the speed, I would imagine. He's quite a strong travelling horse. He doesn't necessarily overdo it, but you do want to get him relaxed. So if there's not much pace, then he'll probably be further forward if they're going quick. He'll be happy just off the pace.
Yep, lightly raced horse from England's got a very consistent record, but he hasn't been on a heavy track. He did win his only soft track appearance. That was a soft 5 at Flemington last start. So I guess today, Annabelle, the big query is the heavy 9. Has he given you any indication in track work that he handles these wet conditions?
Yeah, look, he hasn't really been tested on it. He's been down in Melbourne. He has galloped on a soft track. He wouldn't have galloped on a heavy track and instead hasn't raced on it either. I've even been through all his pedigree and tried to find wet form, and there isn't much. So that is a bit of a concern. He's a very good moving horse. Often those good moving horses with relatively low action don't necessarily get through the wet. But he's a very classy horse, and hopefully he does get through it. I suppose we'll learn today. But we're happy to take our time and find out, because if he does, he's going to be a very fun, versatile horse for his owner.
Karen, Annabelle, when Karen and David switch these horses interstate, when do they send them up to you at Warwick Farm?
Depends. It's totally dependent on the horse. This particular horse, he travelled up Thursday night and arrived early Friday. That tends to be the norm. But, yeah, as we say, it's sort of case by case.
Yeah, fair enough. And Annabelle, I know you got your hands full with the Sydney stable, but Kieran and Dave have got a big team in at Flemington on finals day. Is there one or two there that our listeners should be pretty confident about their chances this afternoon?
We've got 5 runners in the 3-year-old staying race. I think not a single cent shortest in the market of ours, but I quite fancy Wealthy Wolf. He actually ran up. He ran up here 2 starts ago, and his closing sectionals were very good. And I think he's just crying out for this this trip over a big track. So I think he's quite good value.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, big team at Flemington. Two really good chances this afternoon at Randwick. Annabelle, as always, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
Good on you, Annabelle. Annabelle Neeson there. And, of course, Ray, they had that success last week in the Stayers Cup with Azzurro winning a 2 mile.
Yeah, and I think he goes to Eagle Farm next week, Andrew, for another 2 mile race, the Queensland Cup. There's not too many of them, and you don't get too many proven 3,200 metre horses in training these days. And Azzurro certainly showed last week he loves those conditions. And if he happens to strike a wet track in Brisbane, no issue either.
Yeah, exactly. And as we know today, they're going to get showers, so you never know. Updating on scratchings, we mentioned Acquittal. Race 2, number 3, has gone into the system. Race 5, number 4, High Power, has just come out. Race 5, number 4, for Chris Lees, that horse has just been scratched. And there was one later on, Ray, in the last, Cuban Sizzle has come out, right. Race 9, number 10. As we know, Shazzy Lee scratched from the last, and it appears that it runs in Race 8 because they put Hugh Bowman on Shazzy Lee as an emergency in Race 8. Race 8, number 15, Shazzy Lee is Hugh Bowman.
Yeah, what she's got there, right, 58.5, I think, Andrew. I think Hughie can ride less than 58 at the moment, so he's okay to ride Shazzy Lee there in Race 8.
Well, he's done well because when we had him on a couple of weeks ago, he was sitting 61, 62, and he said, my aim is to get to around 58. Given the cooler conditions, it's not ideal to lose weight.
Yeah, no, it's tough for jockeys like him, who's probably built more like a football player than a rugby league player, but he's managed to... He knows his body so well, doesn't he, Andrew? And he knows how to get himself right, get himself prepared, get himself fit. And, of course, those social media posts he's been putting on, or Trent Langlands has with Huey in the gym, that just goes to show a little bit of how hard they do work.
Praise Songs has just come out of Race 5, Race 5, number 10. Let's not hold up Mark Unum any longer. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ray.
Morning, Mark.
Good to talk to you, mate. I know Ray wrote about it yesterday in the lift out, but the spring horses, they're sort of back in now and preparing.
Yeah, they're all back in now. Look, you never have much downtime in this industry, so, they don't get a big break now. But Nikita Jane had a good 6 weeks off, and the horses that went to Brisbane really only had 3 weeks.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us. You're four in today. Will they all run at this stage?
Yeah, no, we're all running.
Okay. The Enzo's an interesting runner, Mark. We haven't seen much of him since he won the English Nursery as a two-year-old last season. Had one run in the spring. He's obviously had some injury issues.
Oh, he's had a couple of false starts there, Ray. Yeah. Pretty much of his own doing. He just got unmanageable as a colt and... ended up injuring himself. He got away one morning and fell over on the bitumen and did himself a few injuries. But during that time of convalescence, we gelded him and he's back now and he's a lot more manageable.
Right. A couple of soft trials going in, and to be fair, probably 1,100 metres might be a fraction short given the long layoff.
Yeah, and look, he took till 1,200 as a two-year-old to win. Mm-hmm. He started before he won the English Classic there. He ran second to Sandbar at Canterbury over 1,200.
Yes.
And, look, it took him all day to win the race at Warwick Farm over 1,200. So, look, to me, looks a sort of 7-furlong-mile horse. But the one thing I'd say, he has come back a bit more switched on with the gelding. You know, he was flopping out the back in his race as a colt and lacked a bit of concentration. But look, whatever he does today, I'd expect he'll improve quite a bit.
Fair enough. Mark, race 4, Sweet Victory, last start on the quick backup. She drew wide, never on the track. Just best to forget that run and give her another chance this afternoon, particularly from the soft draw?
Yeah, I think so. Look, her first two runs back were both very good. She's drawn well, small field. I'd say Tim can probably, use his options from that gate as to where he is, but I'd expect that, he'll take up a pretty forward position and she'll be hard to hold out.
Yeah, and the heavy track, no issue with her, Mark?
No, look, she handles wet ground. I have trouble with her in the summer on hard tracks, so I prefer to have her on some soft ground.
Fair enough. Invictus Salute, this filly, she's just so consistent, tries very hard. Last start, drew the wide barrier. You did go back on her. Similar scenario this afternoon, Mark. Will you employ the same sort of tactics? You hit the line hard that day to run second.
Yeah, look, I'd hope she wouldn't get as far back today, but it'll just be up to Christian and the pace of the race. Royal Witness is drawn just inside her. You know, I'd like her a couple of lengths off the lead, but probably not back where she was the other day. Look, circumstances where she ended up the other day, I thought her run was very good. She found the line. She's not just one-dimensional where she's, you know, jump and run. So, look, you know, depending on how she jumps and what happens in the first furlong, I'll be sort of left it to Christian, you know. But unfortunately, she goes up in a similar type of race. She goes up 3 kilos because of Miss Robbie's 2 kilo claim, and she got penalised 1 kilo for running second. So, you know, she's having to carry a bit more weight, but can't fold her condition and the way she's trained on.
I was going to ask, Mark, she said a longish prep, but she seems to be going better and better every run.
Oh, she's thriving. You know, I had a good look at her yesterday afternoon when she went for a swim. And if anything, she's probably put on a couple of kilos. So I weigh my horses every Monday. And I'd say, look, her race weight on Monday was exactly what was the start before. And she's holding that weight now. So, you know, while she's in this sort of form, we might as well keep it going.
Yeah, no, she's going great. As is Aim for Perfection in the last. She was unbeaten going to Canterbury last start. Drew an awkward gate. Did she miss the start slightly, Mark? Is that the reason she got out the back there? Or?
Yeah, we were hoping to be forward on her. Yeah. But she's raced a little bit differently at each run. A first start, she sort of sat midfield. A second start, she flew the gates and sat outside the lead. And the other day, she just didn't begin great. And she didn't muster. And as I've tried to sort of instill in Robbie, you know, if they don't jump well, I'd rather them go back than be wide. But it was just a day at Canterbury where it was a really fence-dominated day, and she was back and wide and having to make ground. So I thought her run was pretty good, and I just thought the better option was to get her back on a big track, even though she's going up in grade. Her two wins were both at Newcastle, so I just thought, well, she's better to come to Randwick, go up to 1,400 and drop in weight. And, you know, she's trained on really well, so I thought she was probably, you know, the best chance of mine today.
Yeah, I guess that's the key, isn't it, too, Mark? Look at that Canterbury run. She meets Miss Deed, the winner, worse at the weights, but Miss Deed did have a great Blake Shin ride close to the fence, and your filly was out wide, having to make a long run circling the field, so... Given better luck in running today, even with the weight turnaround in Miss Deed's favour, you're still pretty confident about Aim for Perfection?
Yeah, I think she's quite a promising filly. And, you know, like I said, that day at Canterbury, it was really leaders or, you know, or horses that sat on the fence all race that won. So, you know, for her to make up ground out wide in what was, you know, the slower part of the track, I thought her run was full of merit.
Yeah, no, she's a great chance in the last. Some strong chances this afternoon. Got the home track advantage today, Mark. Very best of luck.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks, mate.
Hey, Mark, just before you go, I'm trying to think, was it Shadow Hero that had, or is it another two rising three-year-old that I can't wait to see again? Only had that one run.
No, Shadow Hero had three.
Went to Brisbane.
I've got that. Is there another of those lightly raced 2 year olds that I'm thinking of that
Deep Sea, that's the one. Then he ran second in a listed race in Queensland, and then Splintex he won two there. So I'm not sure which one you're thinking of, but I'm pleased
Deep
there's
sea.
A few of them.
Deep Sea's the one because you went up there, but you decided at that stage let's stop the prep and prepare.
Yeah, well, he's back in work now. I had a ride on him this morning. Actually, I'm happy with the way he's coming up. I'm hopeful of having him ready for the Rosebud 1100 listed at Rose Hill, which will be a lead into the San Domenico. So. That's the path we're taking with him.
And, Mark, just quickly, Jane, the path you may take with her in the spring?
Yeah, look, it'll be most likely first up in the show county, and then it'll be either one or two more runs into the Epsom. She could possibly run in the George Main, depending on how well she's going, but if I think she's up to, you know, running at weight for age over a mile, I'll do that. But the Epsom's her first goal. And then we can assess after that whether she stays in Sydney and goes to the Golden Eagle. Mm-hmm. She only gets one chance to run in that, being a four-year-old. And, look, if we decide to go otherwise, we'll go to Melbourne with her, and she could possibly run in the mire down there over a mile. So nice to have some nice horses and plenty of options for them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, mate. Well, good luck today with the four of them.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Newnham there. Knew I had a horse's mind. I knew it wasn't Shadow Hero, but it was Deep Sea who had that win on the Kenzo.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Andrew, he's got a few of them there, so you're quite entitled to ask that question, because he's got some promising three-year-olds, but he's also got some very, very promising emerging two-year-olds into the new season as well.
Yeah, for sure. No extras, I think, that have dropped in. We sit there on 25. The last of them that has come in was Prey Songs. The other one, Ray, just before we go to Adam Duggan, Master Shoe, who'd scratched from race four, it gets a start in race six if they want to run there, and there's no, it's still in that race. So we'll wait and see over the next...
Yeah.
Yeah, a jockey to come. So we'll wait and see what Chris Waller decides there. Let's go to Adam Duggan. Probably today, Ray, it would be fair to say this is the horse that we're looking forward to seeing the most. Sir Elton, who's been very impressive and on the provincials. Morning to you, Adam.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are you?
Terrific, mate. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, looking forward to this. After its last win, I rang you the next morning and you said, gee, the bloodstock agents didn't muck around. Has it quietened off?
Yeah, it has the last week, but, the week preceding Wyong, it was a bit hectic. I had to turn my phone off a couple of times, but, they've left me alone this week, which has been great, but now it's been the journalist, so, but it's not a bad problem to have.
Well, I'm about to say, at least the phones ring, which is a good thing.
Exactly right.
Adam, I guess... if he comes out and does well again today, the phones will be ringing from Hong Kong, etc. I suppose every horse has a price, but is a horse like Sir Elton for sale?
Probably the short answer is no. So I'll turn this radio off. The short answer is probably no. Just going on talking to the owners, the other owners, they're pretty keen to hold on to him. And, I think if they were going to sell him, they probably would have sold him for what they were offered. So, I don't think I've got a real good idea that nothing will change if he wins again today.
Well, fair enough. Well, as Andrew said, Adam, he's definitely the most exciting horse racing this afternoon. His two wins, well, you just got to trust your eye. He was super impressive at Gosford, ran time, came at it again at Wyong, did exactly the same thing. I guess the one question everyone wants to know, Adam, is what you're thinking is re the heavy track this afternoon. He hasn't raced on anything worse than a soft five. Can he translate that same brilliance to these heavy track conditions?
I think he can. I think he can. I've got a bit of confidence in him just off what I've seen on the wet tracks that he's worked on. Mm-hmm. He trialled on a heavy nine at Newcastle there. It's only a barrier trial, but he did get across the ground really well that day in his first trial. But probably more so in the last few weeks, we've worked on some really heavy tracks here, tracks that you're just about, they're just about closed, the tracks. And, he just gets across them really effortlessly, like sort of, probably most of them horses that do handle them sort of tracks do.
Yep.
He just hasn't really got any deficiencies that I've seen at this stage.
That's encouraging. Adam, for our Sky Thoroughbred Central viewers, they were just watching a replay of his Wyong win. Tommy Berry rode him that day. He wore the blinkers. Was it Tommy's recommendation to take the blinkers off this afternoon?
Yeah, it was. I had a conversation with Tommy pre-race, saying that I'd, just been sort of, mulling over the idea of taking the blinkers off. He had both his barrow trials without the blinkers. I'd use the blinkers just as a bit of a tool, just to focus him a bit in his track work leading into the trials.
Yep.
I knew what sort of effect they had on him. So I just kept them up my sleeve. I wasn't going to put the blinkers on his first start, and then I just sort of had a last minute sort of change in my own mind. We'd already been offered a bit of money for him and that sort of thing, and I felt I was under a little bit of pressure for him to perform really well. So I put them on. They done the job, and you know, we went to Wong. And then again, I still thought about taking them off, but just around that, you know, small track with a short straight, I thought, oh, I might leave them on again. So, but you know, Tommy assures me that now's the time to take them off.
Yep, fair enough.
And you know, just get him maybe to conserve a little bit more energy during the run as he gets up in grade a bit.
Well, the last question I was going to ask Adam, he's led at both his starts today. You've drawn a little awkwardly, and there's speed drawn inside you, smallish field, but still, that they're not going to hand up to Huey on Sir Elton. Where would you like to see Huey settle on Sir Elton today?
Look, I'd probably like to see him take a sit in both his first and his second start, and it hasn't eventuated. He just sort of bounded out in front his first start, and then his second start, obviously from barrier one. You know, Tommy wasn't real keen on being caught in behind the leaders unless they went really quick.
Yep.
And he said when he asked him to, you know, quicken along the inside there to contest the lead, he said he wasn't having a bar sort of coming back either. So, but I reckon today there's a little bit more speed in the race than there has been. Yeah, I can see him being third, fourth today, sure.
Looking forward to it. Adam, you've handled this horse beautifully so far. The very best of luck this afternoon. Everyone's looking forward to seeing him make his city debut, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Adam.
Good on you, Adam. Adam Duggan there with Sir Elton lining up in the third race today at 12:40. Satin Socks has just come out of the first. Race one, number six, Satin Socks. We're sitting on 26 at this stage with about 3 or 4 minutes to go. Ray, it's been another massive week for announcements. We had midweek the Country Cup Carnival prize money levels being increased in those country magic races for New South Wales trained horses.
Yeah, New South Wales country trained horses only added to those cups carnivals, and effectively, what is it, Andrew, 20 cups carnivals around the state now had significant prize money boosts. I think 8 of them by memory, their cups are worth a minimum $200,000. And I think it was the last 7 years the prize money in New South Wales country racing has risen to $81 million, up about $45 million by memory, Andrew. Whatever it is, it's a staggering figure.
Yep.
And we must remember, like, there's been, I guess, a little bit of criticism about the country cups going to so much prize money and the city trainers potentially going out there to win them. But I look at it in a different light, Andrew. I think of Grafton, Scone, Wagga, the three biggest country cups carnivals at the moment. That's where the city trainers go. When you think of the economic impacts on those cities when you have those good jockeys and trainers and their city horses turning up, that will happen at these other country cups carnivals now, just with the prize money. And there are still significant races for the restricted to local trainers, particularly, as you mentioned, the country magic horses. So, look, I think it's a win-win. And the odds and evens bets so far, my understanding the take-up's been better than and expected so far, and so there's been speculation whether enough revenues will be raised to fund a race like the Golden Eagle at $7.5 million. But Andrew, I think already this bet type is exceeding expectations.
Yeah, look, I don't know, race by race today, I'm going to be playing odds and evens, so make sure you have a look at it, because the percentage, of course, is the lowest of any bet through TAB, and it's certainly there. And the other bonus bets, there's so many offers through the TAB today on all of the codes. You got those bonus bet offers if your horse runs second or third on races 1 to 5 at Randwick and Flemington, and that extends a couple more races if you're in a TAB outlet. And there's also bonus bet offers for Wentworth Park tonight and Menangle tonight. So the best option is for you to go to the TAB website, and it'll give you all of the details on all the offers that are up for grabs today and over the next few days, because tomorrow it's South Grafton Cup Day, and it's always the start of a big week. South Grafton Cup, Ramorny Wednesday, Grafton Cup on Thursday. Well, Danny Williams, I think it's quite mild this morning in most parts. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray.
Hey, is it mild at Goulburn?
Yes, I had one of my staff members just say it was like Gold Coast. So, yeah. I thought if you have that mindset, we'll go for it.
About 3 degrees rather than -3, yeah.
Yeah. Just before Ray talks about today, you've been very much on the front foot, one of the first this year regarding the Kosciuszko, and she knows, Danny.
Well, Andrew, she was sort of missed out last year, and I think she's got credentials to be a selected sort of horse. I mean, she hasn't won over 1,200. She's only had the one run over 1,200. It was a very heavy track, and she was on the way out. Her last run, Craig Williams thought that she was looking for 12, and, you know, you've got to be on the front foot, haven't you?
Mm. And Danny, good morning. As Andrew mentioned earlier, those prize money increases for New South Wales country racing. You're one of our leading country-based trainers out of Goulburn. What's your view of that announcement earlier this week?
Well, I think it's an outstanding advert for racing New South Wales and racing in New South Wales. I was speaking with Lindsay Murphy in regards to increasing, opportunities for country people, and Lindsay recommended that perhaps an increase in cup meetings would be the way to go. And I agree. I think it's a lifeline of country areas in particular. I grew up with our cup meetings being out in the country. Were a big thing for the country community, local at heart. Mm-hmm. And I think it brings money into the area. I think it's the lifeline of racing. You've got the likes of Hugh Bowman, a country bred person, Ron Quinton, and so on, and myself. And, I think it's a great incentive to increase prize money throughout the country area. I think it gives a bit of spark back to those cup meetings.
Yeah, certainly does. Danny, just the two runners now on the Tab Highway, you have scratched Acquittal, who was potentially resuming. They just the heavy track first up?
Yeah, that's all, Ray. I really want to try and highlight as many horses for the Kosciuszko as you can. I mean, some perhaps may not even be up to that, but you've got to give it a go. And he's one horse that's got a lot of ability, and, he's track work is sensational, and he's never really produced that on race day yet. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that now he's a bit more mature. I want to just make sure we do the right thing by highlighting as much as we can. I just felt that the testing heavy track today would be too much of a burden first up. He's not a 1,000-metre horse. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I just feel that it's just too much for a horse having their first start back.
Yeah, that makes sense. We'll wait for Acquittal shortly. But you're left with two runners, and both are rock-hard fit, Toots and Peas of My Heart. I think Toots has been overlooked by a lot of people in this race for a couple of reasons, Danny. She's third up now. She loves soft and heavy tracks. The three wins have come on soft and heavy. And last out over 1,200 metres, she was in the contest until halfway down the straight. She's run sixth to Gum Shoe, back to 1,000 metres, onto her preferred surface. As a punter, I think 850 is grey each way value.
I agree, Ray. I thought she was the best by three on a very heavy track before scratching. The first couple of runs, she appears to have needed it in condition. She came to me from Ben Smith, and she was extremely fit when she got here, and it was easy sort of just keeping her going. But this preparation, this is the first for me where I've had to bring her up in my own training, and it's taken a couple of runs to get her fit, and I was quite pleased with the last effort. She's taken plenty of improvement from that. Drops back to the 1,000. She's, as you said, they're very fit horses, so she handles the wet extremely well. And I thought that she was overvalued before the scratchings.
Yeah, I think she's a terrific chance. Peas of My Heart also interests me, Danny. I think I spoke to you the day after she won her maiden at a Goulburn in a second start, and she absolutely romped in that day. Her three runs since, she's been good fighting seconds in two of them. Her only failure to date where she's missed a place was on a heavy track in a highway two starts back. Is that any issue going into this afternoon?
Well, look, speaking with Rachel King that day, she felt that the filly wasn't 100% comfortable in the heavy eight. It's heavy nine today, and look, she's very fit. She's perhaps at the end of her preparation. She's done a marvellous job. She's been very consistent. She's worth a try today. She has no weight on her back, and perhaps the outside gate isn't a burden, given that perhaps we're so wide on the track, it might be the place to be. And you've got to try them again, and what have we got to lose? I mean, it's a $75,000 country race. It's outstanding prize money. And if you were racing for $75,000 in the country, you'd be running against you know, star starter type horses, and here we are running in a class three, and you've got to give them a go.
Yeah, no, exactly. And she, as you said, she's rock hard fit, and she's got the gate speed to negate that wide barrier early. Danny, look, thanks for joining us this morning. Toots and Peas of My Heart give you two really good chances this afternoon on the highway. Best of luck.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Danny.
Good on you, Danny. Danny Williams there from Goulburn. Now, before we go to the break, let's bring you up to date with Interim Scratchings. And True Detective has just come out of the first race. So it's a heavy nine at Randwick, penetrometer 6.14, and these are the Interim Scratchings. Race one, number three, True Detective, and six, Satin Socks. 3 and 6 out of the first changes that market. Race two, number one, I Am Capitan, and three, Acquittal, 1 and 3. The third, number two, Rare Episode, number two. Race four, number one, Master Shuhud, 6 Into Rio, 9 Salus, and 10 Spectre, 1, 6, 9, and 10. Race five, number four, High Power, and 10 Prey Songs are out, 4 and 10. Now in race six, number eight, Hog Manet has come out, number eight, along with 9 Valentino Rossa, 10 Nahul, 12 Pirate Ben, 14 Island Missile, 15 Master Shahood has come out of that race, and 16 Monsieur Sursu. 8, 9, 10, 12, 14, 15, and 16 out of race 6. Race 7 at Randwick, number 2, Tony Nicconi, 10 Sedition, and 12 Give Me Shelter, 2, 10, 12. Race 8, 1 Slow Burn, 2 Best Guess has just come out, 3 Thy Kingdom Come, 4 Simply Optimistic, 13 Metamorphic, and 14 Chalk. 1, 2, 3, 4, 13, and 14. And race 9, 1 Shazzy Lee, 4 Shakora, and 10 Cuban Missile. 1, 4, and 10. Take note that in race 8, the rider for Shazzy Lee number 15 is Hugh Bowman. So race 8 number 15, Hugh Bowman. A couple of late scratchings, or late in the early stage of the scratchings, particularly True Detective, that the markets will be reshuffling. A break and then more interviews. This is Racing HQ.
Customers love our coffee, but we just can't keep up with the morning rush. I need more hands on deck.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent $10 billion to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you hire more employees, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Warrawee Needy.
Here's what one of the USA's leading drivers, Jody Jameson, had to say about him after he retired as the fastest horse on the planet.
Warrawee Needy was one of the best horses I ever drove, bar none. Some of the fastest quarters a horse has ever paced. Warrawee Needy paced those quarters. He's come quarters in 25 seconds. Tall, beautiful horse, clean-legged, powerful, powerful strides, and an amazing brain, which is very important when you're racing in Australasia. Just an amazing animal, and I'm sure he'll do wonders here down under.
Coringal Stud continues to produce outstanding value for broodmare owners in 2019. Its value for money stallion roster includes proven Group 1 sire Dewport, whose progeny's average earnings of $87,000 per starter is 10 times his service fee. Dewport stands alongside exciting stallion prospect Prize Icon and the multiple Group 1 producer Magic Albert, as well as the Brothers War. For more information, contact Angus Lamont on 0429 842 875.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian present a colt by exciting new sire, Exosphere, Lonro's Group 1 winning champion. Speed, power, glory. He was the best of his generation, winning 5, including the Golden Rose. Jerry Harvey bred and sold this Magic Millions colt, then purchased 25% to own and race with Dynamic Owners. Join our Jerry Harvey, Gay and Adrian team at $9,670 per share. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, Racing HQ every Saturday. It's your best weekend start with Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing One, and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Out at Randwick, it's local community race day. If you show proof at the gate that you come from the area, it's free admission, and particularly for the young kids. There's so much on. Uncle Ray will be out there. He'll be with the Sydney Roosters and the Sixers, and he'll be doing getting autographs with the jockeys as well. So it's a super day if you live in the community of Randwick to be there. And this is one jockey you can follow. Tim Clark, good morning.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
I'm well, mate. Always a big day, this one, in the middle of winter. I think have you only lost one?
Later in the day.
Yep. All right, let's get stuck into them, right?
Yeah, good morning, Tim. Congratulations on knocking up the 100 earlier this week, and of those winners for the season, 55 have been in the city, your top five in the premiership. You must be happy the way the season's unfolded for you.
Yeah, morning, mate. Yeah, no, it's been a good year again, and a good season. So everything's going well, and I'm happy with the season to date. So, but we can never rest on our laurels. So it's just got to keep working hard, and hopefully just keep finding a few winners.
Exactly. Keep that momentum going with some good rides this afternoon. Kick off the day in the first with Rule the World. You won on this two-year-old on debut at Canterbury. He was strong late through the line, gave the impression getting out in trip to 1,300 today. No issue at all, Tim?
No, he's always been a horse that we thought that he'd get over a bit of ground. So we're just a little bit concerned whether the 1,100 was going to be too short for him at Canterbury, but he was able to begin well and get into a good spot. And once he led, it was always going to be very difficult for them, the other horses, to run him down. So 1,300, the step up, I don't think will be an issue for him. And, he's worked lovely a couple of times. I've been on him since that run. So he's a pretty talented horse. Mm. And I expect that he's going to make a really nice sort of mile 2,000-metre horse next time in, and this is another good stepping stone for him.
A couple of important scratchings out of the race, including the early favourite True Detective, but there is a little bit of speed also still in this field. Do you necessarily have to lead, Tim?
No, he doesn't have to lead. Actually, I've worked him a couple of times in his work. I've sat him behind one, and he's worked brilliant. So he's pretty straightforward. He's got a good mind. He'd come back and relax well and do everything right for you. So he's pretty push button, but obviously Gay and Adrian, they like him right up there, and I'll come out positive, and if the lead's there, I'm more than happy to take it up. But if a horse like Roman Wolf wants to kick up, well, we're not going to get into a speed battle with him.
Fair enough. Yeah. Timmy, you're right in the second. You may not know a lot about him, San Marco and the Tab Highway, but watching his last two wins before he went for a spell and then first up at Coffs Harbour, but gee, he's got a powerful finishing sprint.
Yeah, finished off really well at Coffs. So I watched a few of his replays. I rode the horse a little bit early on in his career when he was down this way, and but he looks as though he's racing in good form. Probably the only the query today is he's never sort of seen a heavy track like this, so that's probably the question mark. But he's definitely in good form and looks at a nice race for him.
Yeah. As it does for your ride in the fourth, Sweet Victory. Last start, you weren't on her. She drew wide, never on the track, 3 and 4 wide exposed all the way. We heard from Mark Nunamilla. Just forget she went round that day. This afternoon for you, you've got a soft draw. Should be able to settle a lot closer, Tim.
Yeah, that's right. Soft draw, a few scratchings. Doesn't look a deep race, so she definitely gets her chance to get back into the winner's stall. Mm-hmm. Her first two runs this preparation were really good. She sort of looked like she was building towards a win, and then didn't have a few things go away the other day. But hopefully she can bounce back today. And as I said, this is a suitable race for her. If she's sort of going to break through in Saturday grade, this is a race that sets up well for her.
Yep. And you pick up the ride in the staying race on Bobby D in race 5. Last start, he made his run along the fence. He didn't look like he had a lot of galloping room for a fair bit of the straight. I thought his effort to run third to Primitivo was a pretty good pointer this afternoon, Tim.
Yeah, that's right. He ran well there. And, he was a bit of a break between runs going into that race. So, he might have taken a little bit of improvement out of that. And, he doesn't have to improve a lot to be right in the finish again today. So I don't think the conditions would be any any problem for him. He's ran well in the New Zealand Derby over this trip, so he ticks a few boxes, from gets a nice draw, and should get a nice run on speed where there doesn't look to be a great deal of pressure.
And you picked up a ride on another last start winner in race 7, Natalia. Gee, she was good first up at Gosford.
Yeah, she was. She's got a good little record. And that was pretty dynamic first up. She just tracked the speed, and when she sort of got a bit of room, she really attacked the line well. So obviously this is a step up for her going to Saturday grade, but she gets in light at the weights. And, you know, if she can reproduce her last performance, that should be sort of put her somewhere in the finish. Obviously, Dave, he'll be hard to beat with the run under the belt, but if I can just get a nice running behind the speed similar to the other day, and she can show that turn of foot, she might take a bit of running down.
And Condor's a really interesting ride for you, Tim, in race 8. He had a long break after he ran in the Derby last year. He also ran in both the Guineas leading up to the Derby at Randwick back in the autumn of last year. But he resumed over the 1400 at Newcastle. A good, strong, tough win at Newcastle first up. He looks to have come back in really good order.
Yeah, for sure. A good performance there, a good training performance. Mm. And, you know, even though he's coming back slightly in trip, you know, getting the conditions we're going to get today, it's probably not a bad thing. And he looks as though that he's going to get sort of control of the race as well on speed. It doesn't look like there's a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. So he should be able to control it. And, yeah, he seems like he's a pretty tough horse. When he got challenged there the other day, he refused to give in. So he'll keep fighting all the way to the line. And, you know, they won't want to take him too lightly, because if they do, you know, they might not be able to run him down.
And it's almost ditto for Echo Gem, isn't it, Timmy? What you see is what you get with her. She puts herself on speed. She's a tough filly. She's hard to pass.
Yeah, exactly. She's done a great job this preparation, and just continues to thrive. I was talking to Adrian about it the other morning, and said there's not a horse in the stable they, you know, work harder, but she... She just thrives on it. And she looks great at the moment, and she's racing in stellar form. So she gets through these conditions quite well. She gets I think it's important that she comes down in the weights too. She drops 5 kilos from her last start and 4.5 kilos from the start before. So I think that'll be a big thing for her, because she's not an overly big filly. So I think getting down in the weights is going to be key for her today. And obviously, you know, horses like a Miss Deed, who beat her last start, you know, they're going to be hard to beat, and even a stablemate, a classy filly as well. But she'll give you 100%, and you know, she might get a, I'm not sure, there's a little bit of pressure. She might even just sort of be in behind the speed and coming at them rather than being the sitting shot. So she looks a great chance to wind the day down.
Yeah, no, look, 7 really good rides today, Tim. The very best luck. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries, Ray. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Tim.
Good on you, Tim. Tim Clark, certainly one jockey to watch out for if you're heading out to the big Randwick local community race day. If you live in the area, you show proof that you come from that city council area. You get into the track, free admission today, and there's lots of things happening around the place as well for the kids. Last interview before we go through all the scratchings is Peter Snowden. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, mate. You'll be able to, after you clean out the boxes and do all the morning jobs, mate, you'll be able to have a little snooze. You're only in the last 3 now.
Yes, yeah, no, we've got a soft day with a couple elsewhere to keep us busy, but yes, it's a late afternoon start for us here in Sydney.
Yeah, good morning, people. Hopefully the wait will be worth it, and you've got 3 really good chances to end off the day, starting in race 7 with Natalia. We were just talking to Timmy Clark earlier. He picks up the ride on your sprinter, and, gee, she was really impressive first up at Gosford.
She did win well first up, Ray, yeah. Had a lovely run in the race, and she's really good late, which is great to see. She's always shown nice ability, but always been a bit immature and light, but she has seasoned a good bit from a good spell last prep, so... she's shown the benefit of that nice long spell. So she's in with a chance today. Just a little bit unknown on this sort of heavy ground.
Yeah.
but she has handled soft track good in the past.
Well, Charitara did get through the heavy pretty well last start. He was ambushed late by No Doubt, but he's rock hard fit. He's raced well right through the winter, and he's got to be a strong chance in race eight for you.
Absolutely. I think he handled it really well here the other day. I was a little bit sceptical about how heavy he would get through it, but I thought he ran great. A similar sort of race today, and a good draw, and still down the weight, so he gets another chance to have a crack to win a race in town.
Yep. And Pete, in the last, Misty, I know you've always liked this filly. I thought her return showed me a couple of things. It was a great Blake Shinn ride, I know, but the filly showed real intent, real desire to win, and she really stormed through the line. It was a terrific return, and how's she trained on, and will she get through the heavy track conditions this afternoon?
Yeah, she's handled soft tracks well in the past, Ray, but just heavy nine that later in the day, it's going to be pretty bad. Down the weights if it's going to help, but she's trained on really well. I work on Tuesdays as good as I've ever seen her work, so she's going to race good order. Two trials, one run going in. Probably 14 is probably a max distance, and I would like to go on there probably after another run under a belt. You can't always get what you want, but look, I've been really happy with her. Worked very strongly on Tuesday. Does handle soft ground. Got a nice draw in a race where she seems to get the right sort of run of the race with a nice bit of speed in it. And certainly going well enough to suggest she won very hard to beat again today.
Yeah, she looks well placed there. And Peter, finals day at Flemington, you have got a runner in the sprint series final, Holy Blade. Both his runs back have been terrific, and he's at decent each way odds here.
Absolutely, great chance. Very similar field to what he met last start. There's only a few that aren't in the race that were in there, but look, he's trained on really well, and I think he's been looking for 200 metres his last two starts, so I think he gets that today. Nice draw. Yeah, it's a very even race, but I think he's in it up to his ears.
And just finally, Pete, five runners. I think you're still running all five at Newcastle. Is there the best from the stable up there as well?
Yeah, there's a couple of nice horses there, but it's good to see a good track up there. It's only a five, I think, which is going to give them their chances. But not a standout, Ray, but they've all found a nice race to be competitive.
No, fair enough. Look, thanks for joining us, Pete. As Andrew said, you've got a bit of a wait, but then the last three races, the stable's got terrific chances today at Randwick. Best of luck this afternoon.
Good on you, Ray. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Pete. Peter Snowden joining us there. We're going to jump straight into the scratchings. Ray will be back with Brad Gray in our preview hour for Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio audience in about 5 or so minutes. Let's look at the scratchings for Randwick on Randwick Local Community Race Day. It's a heavy 9, penetrometer 6.14, and it's a partly cloudy start, but a 20-degree top for Randwick. Race 1, number 3, True Detective, and 6 Satin Socks, 3 and 6. Race 2, number 1, Iron Capitan, and 3 Acquittal, 1 and 3. The third, number 2, Rare Episode, number 2. Race 4 at Randwick, number 1, Master Shahood, 6 Into Rio, 9 Salus, and 10 Spectre, 1, 6, 9, and 10. Race 5, number 4, High Power, and 10, Praise Songs, 4 and 10. Race 6 at Randwick, number 8, Hogmanay, 9, Valentino Rossa, 10, Nahul, 12, Pirate Ben, 14, Island Missile, 15, Master Shahood, and 16, Monsieur Susu. To race 7, number 2, Tony Nakoni, 10, Sedition, and 12, Give Me Shelter, 2, 10, and 12. Race 8, number 1, Slowburn, 2, Best Guess, 3, Thy Kingdom Come, 4, Simply Optimistic, 13, Metamorphic, and 14, Chalk. And race 9, the last, number 1, Shazzy Lee, 4, Shakora, and 10, Cuban Sizzle, 1, 4, and 10. Race 8, number 15, Shazzy Lee, is Hugh Bowman. Hugh Bowman on race 8, number 15. To Newcastle, Overcast and a soft 5. They did get 7 mil in the last 24 hours, but it's a soft 5. The first two races are clear. Race 3, number 11, Miss Demi, number 11. The fourth, number 7, Invincible Kiss, and 13, Leo. Race 5, clear. Race 6, number 3, Hostwin Satin, number 3. Race 7, number 6, Western, number 6. And race 8, number 5, Taj, 9, Fast Train, and the Emergency's 16, Party Host, and 17, Mr. Hooterbell. 5, 9, 16, and 17. Now to Dubbo. And the conditions there, fine and a soft 5. Race 1, take out 6, 12, 13 and 14. Race 2, number 13. Race 3, 6, 12, 13 and 14. Race 4, 1, 11, 13 and 14. Race 5, 6, 14, 15 and 16. And race 6, take out 13 and 14. A big day at Dubbo today. Dougie Walters, former cricket star, going to be one of the special guests there. To Flemington, fine and 18 degrees in Melbourne. A soft 5 and expected to stay in that range. Race 1, number 1, Organza and 10, Obinga, 1 and 10. Race 2, number 1, Pakadali and 8, Impey, 1 and 8. The 3rd, number 6, Wonderful Reary, 9, Nudgebar, 10, Rock the Bowler and 12, Scorpio Sunset, 6, 9, 10 and 12. Race 4, Flemington, 3, Lamborghini, number 3. Race 5, 5, Desert Dreamer, number 5. Races 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8, number 14, Boxer Chocolates, number 14. And race 9, number 7, Kiss and Cry, and 10, So You Swing, 7 and 10. To Doomben, it's overcast and showers, scattered showers expected through the day. It's starting on a soft 6 with a Penno of 5.8. They've had 3 mil overnight so far. Race 1, clear. Race 2, number 4, Play the Field, number 4. Races 3 and 4 are clear. Race 5, number 3, Charlene. 4, Copywriter. 9, Dixie. And 12, Churning. 3, 4, 9 and 12. Race 6, number 3, Mogador. 9, Good Time Charlie. And 12, Rothman. 3, 9 and 12. Race 7, clear. Race 8 at Doomben. 2, F Troop. And 9, Sailor Jerry. 2 and 9. And race 9, number 9, Mawela Canal, 13, Maiku Odora, and 17, Dragon in the North, 9, 13, and 17. They're the scratchings for Doomben. At this stage, it's a soft 6. We'll just monitor that through the day with those scattered showers. And finally, we go to Morfordville in Adelaide, and we will get this information for you for Morfordville. For our Sky Sports Radio audience, Peter Alice will preview at 10:40. It's a soft 6 and the rail true. The first 3 races are clear. The 4th, number 6, Sagabe. 8, Sanamar Star. And 12, Dalaquia. 6-8-12. Race 5, Morfordville. 4, Rapid Bay. And 10, Sierra Zulu. Race 6, number 11, Ogunday. Race 7, number 12, Ligario. And 13, Levita. And race 8, number 12, Jackpot Johnny, and 13, Bajan, 12 and 13. No rain in the last 24 hours, but we start on a soft 5 at Morfordville on the course proper. The penetrometer 5.61. And as I said, for our Sky Sports radio audience, Peter Alice will preview that card at 10:40 this morning. So there are all the scratchings. Sky Racing 1 about to leave us for the American Racing. If you're around Randwick in Sydney, don't forget to get to that meeting today. It's local community day. If you can show proof you're from that area, you get in free of charge. Back in a moment for the rest of us to look at Randwick.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian present a colt by exciting new sire, Exosphere, Lonro's Group 1 winning champion. Speed, power, glory. He was the best of his generation, winning 5, including the Golden Rose. Jerry Harvey bred and sold this Magic Millions colt, then purchased 25% to own and race with Dynamic Owners. Join our Jerry Harvey, Gay and Adrian team at $9,670 per share. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 5 at Randwick and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 6 and 7. Who are you backing? Tab. Includes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Ribchester, the European champion miler twice and 4-time Group 1 winner, including the Group 1 Queen Anne at Royal Ascot in record time. Ribchester, a son of successful shuttle Immortal Stallion Ifraj, with record-breaking form at a mile, free of Dane Hill and Danzig blood, a great outcross for the many Dane Hill Line mares in this country. Mares by Exceed and Excel, Snitzel, Not a Single Doubt, and many others. For more information, visit darley.com.au.
Look, I'm afraid I'm leaving you. I know you've always been so good to me. You're always there when I need you. And the fact is, I still really love you. But, this is hard. I have to move on. The guys are already on the beach.
Hate saying goodbye to your radio? Download Radio app on your phone and take your favourite station anywhere.